out native-land.ca, that is native-land.ca, to learn more about whose land and territory you live and work on or may be visiting. Thank you.
You're looking at the plug.
Trying to ridicule me about my past addiction. I'm in a trap house, ceiling fan, no air condition. You can't be around me and be pessimistic, cause I'ma pull that weave out, you gon' need extra inches. This that wet edition, this the sex edition. I'ma put it in your face like an esthetician. On the plug, yeah. Known to get back rubs in the tub, yeah, yeah. Put you on top, place no one above, yeah, yeah. Told you one time your love is a drug, yeah, yeah. This our plug talk. I guess hanging with a boss, it don't rub off.
You looking at the plug?
Yeah.
You're tuned into Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. This is your host, East Arian. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, Tsleil-Waututh, Squamish territories here live from the most western part of the Lower Mainland, here live from UBC, University of British Columbia's campus here in the Nest, in CITR. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. Right after Crime and Treasons on 8 to 10, listen to hottest hip-hop and R&B here in Canada. Welcome. If you never listened to the show before, listen, I got something special for you. And listen, if you listen to the show all the time, or maybe this is not your, like, maybe it's your second time, or maybe it's your third time, listen, I got lots of funny stories. I think I say this every week, but there's so much violence when you read the news that it's kind of staggering. You know, some of the things that we talk about, some things you definitely need to hear, some things you probably could skip over. You know, just as like a general fear mongering. But honestly, but everything I tell you is important. So you should listen to me for the next 54 minutes, because not only is it, you know, we got important stuff we talk about here in the Lower Mainland, here in BC, here in Canada, but just kind of, you know, in the universe, in the world, there's lots of stuff going on. And in lots of places that maybe you haven't thought about, but you should. You're just listening to some Isley Brothers, some new Isley Brothers. It's kind of crazy that Ron Isley continues to make new music, because when I saw that, I was like, oh, Ron Isley, new song. Because my Spotify is getting very scarily specific, which is interesting, because that's pretty like a new feature. Like, I feel every day, I'm not like the one to click on, you know, the mixes that Spotify makes me, but when they present like, oh, a new song from so-and-so artist, I'm like, ooh, I can invest 3 minutes and 30 seconds into this song, you know, and then you typically find something that you like. But it makes sense. It's just an interesting feature. I'm always, you know, trying to assess these product features. It's like my job, technically, to kind of just feel, you know, see what's going on. You know, I found that maybe you do, or maybe you don't know what I do for a living, but, you know, work with brands, try to help connect their brands to people. And so sometimes I just look at products and look at some of the things around us and the ways that they're put together or the ways that they use it. And I'm just like, either they're not listening to the research or they're listening to the research really well. And if I didn't tell them about it, I'm like, I wonder who they're working with. Anyways, random thought. Yeah, it's been beautiful this past few days. I hope you all had a, happy and rejuvenating, I feel like, Thanksgiving. I feel like that's what it's supposed to be, even though we still haven't moved past, eating turkey. This is something that I feel, I don't know, in the past few days, I've felt just kind of a little, gradually building inside of me, just a little bit of, I don't know what it is, but it's just, I feel that I have just become against turkey pretty heavy in the past few days. Just like thinking about it, maybe it's a little bit of bitterness of not people going home for Thanksgiving and people being with their families. And I'm like, it's just kind of maybe a little bit of it. Anyways, I just feel like that turkey is the inferior bird to chicken. And I feel like if turkey tasted better, we would eat it on more days than just kind of holidays. But we've built holidays around a product that just is inferior to one that we have better access to. I feel like chicken, the better bird. And I just felt a little bit gross talking about birds and product, even though that's what it is. It's like we only see the end result. You know, I see a product of chicken. I don't see like an actual chicken, which is kind of sad. It's my fault. Totally my fault. Like, I could actually change that, but I won't. Not as a refusal, just because, like, where am I going to see live chickens at, you know, and get a feel for, you know, a bird that I might eat one day? I won't. It's not going to happen. Anyways, but yeah, we eat the inferior bird. Turkey, it's just not that good. So I think from now on, at least until I change my mind, which I change my mind often, I think that you should probably change your mind often as well, but at least until I change my mind, turkey's off the menu in my house. So if you're coming over for family holiday, which you maybe you will, but maybe you won't. But if you do, chicken won't be there. I mean, chicken will be there. Turkey will not. When we come back, I have a lot of music for us. I got a lot of music. I got a lot of, you know, this past 9-10 days was VIFF. That's why I didn't do the show last week, because I went to go see a movie instead. All in all, I saw 7 movies and then 1 event. And so, you know, I'd like to tell you a little bit about them and if you should invest time, because as they, you know, as we get into, you know, the screening season is almost over. You know, people are trying to get those awards. So you're going to start seeing some of these movies pop up in, you know, streaming services or being able to rent them or being able to download them. And I'm going to tell you which ones that I saw that I think that you should invest your time in. Tried to have an interview today, but the PR wouldn't let us be great here. So you know what? I'm going to interview myself. Or you can call in at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. And maybe you can interview me about my thoughts. Let me get back. Right now, I'm going to let Little Yachty take you in the walk to Poland. Back it off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR. You know how we do. Listen, we do the same every week. We do the same routine. You know what's going on. We're going to talk a little bit about the weather. The weather has been beautiful. It's going to continue to be beautiful. I know we talked, I feel like it was like a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago. I was like, you know, summer's ending and, you know, you got to squeeze out some of those last summer days. And that was like 6 weeks ago. If you'd have listened to me, you'd be YOLOing it, but for like 36 days in a row. And that might not be bad, but it probably is not good. Like, I feel like you can only do that a few times, you know, like that. You can only live like you're living once before it just becomes just a problem. So, you know, this week, beautiful. You've been outside. Next week, going to be beautiful again. It is starting to get darker sooner. I realized that, and pretty bad. So, like, listen, if you are listening to this show, or maybe you know someone who you listen to the show and you're like, you know what? I know lots of people. I wonder what East is about to ask me. You know, I'm asking any listener. So, I coach Little League football. One of the things that you need for Little League football is you need a field, and you need light, particularly as it gets darker sooner. What you need is light so that the kids can play. We, the West Side Warriors football organization, you know, is looking for a field with lights. Every single field that we have tried to get, the governmental red tape around getting a field with just somebody to flip the switch to turn some lights on has been extremely difficult. So if you know someone, listen, you can contact me. You can send an email to isa.braithwaite@gmail.com. You can call in CITR. You can call into Westside Warriors Football Organization. You can go on the website. You can send an email. But if you know somebody who can help us out, because it's really important, and it's not just – it's about kids, you know, it's about the safety of the kids. And, yeah, it would be cool if we could find some help. Anyways, back to, you know, just kind of what's going on here. So here in Vancouver – over the past week and a half, it was the Vancouver International Film Festival. So if you listen to the show over, you know, a few years, let's say you're a long time listener, you'll know that I really like the Vancouver International Film Festival. I have written numerous reviews for movies, you know, have interviewed people on the show, interviewed people off the show, written over interviews. And I really enjoy it. You really get to see, you know, a lot of movies that have made their rounds that maybe might make it into theaters and maybe they might not make it into theaters. But there's something about the cinema experience that I really enjoy that you don't really get from watching movies at your house. And so this year I saw a movie called Smoking Causes Coughing. I saw Planet 75. I saw The Helmet of Trigg. I saw EO. I saw a movie called I Like Movies, My Imaginary Country, Quantum Cowboys, and then I saw Michael Abels, who is the music director and the music writer for all of Jordan Peele's movies, feature films, and some other ones. And so I'm just going to talk about, like, the ones that I would say you absolutely have to see. So I saw Smoking Causes Coughing 2 Thursdays ago. So there's not too many. I feel like for the Vancouver International Film Festival, a lot of the movies come with trailers, and this one did not. So you had no idea kind of what to expect from the movie, except for from the little blurb. And while I read the little blurbs, intentionally, this movie wasn't giving away a lot. And so it's a French film by Dupuis, who I guess makes weird movies, because seeing a friend after the movie who expressed to me that this director does make weird movies, and if you've seen the other ones, this is kind of what you might expect. But me, I didn't. So what it was is about these Avengers who basically, you know, with their powers, the powers of cigarettes, you know, are able to defeat their enemies. And one of the things that this movie is about is not about defeating their enemies, but it's about defeating the enemy within. So their team has grown a little bit dysfunctional, and the retreat is meant to bring their team members back together. I think it was a hilarious concept, and their storytelling within the storytelling is just a very interesting way of telling the story. It was gory. It was great. It was very funny. I gave it a 5, even though it was the first movie I saw, and I wanted to start off on a very light high note. Definitely got the job done. Smoking Causes Coughing, you should check it out. Then I would say, like, the number 2 movie that I saw that I really liked, and was very interesting, very thought-provoking in a way that I had not thought about it, which is actually relates to something else we're going to be talking about, but it's the country of Chile. We're going to be talking about something a little bit later, but it was called My Imaginary Country. And so it was about a documentarian who had been able to, who's Chilean and who had documented Allende's rise and has, you know, was around for the most recent, you know, revolutionary acts that have been going on in Chile, and to bring more populist and nationalism back into Chile. Not national, maybe that's not the right word. Nationalizing the parts of the economy. I'm not sure. You know, bringing people, the voice of the people back into the politics, as they felt that Chile has gotten too focused on political parties and the divide and divisive elites rather than focusing on the people. And so there's like these, I don't know, maybe you might know a little better than me, but there's, you know, the past few years has been huge movements going on in Chile. And I had heard that, but I didn't realize how serious. I also didn't realize how serious the Chilean people are about they walk in the shit that they're talking. Because I feel like, you know, as an American, you know, American people just have not only just limited attention spans. I mean, we have been programmed to have that type of limited attention span and not being able to sustain, you know, any type of social movements and finding ourselves with broken, often fractured social movements happening. So my perspective is that like these things aren't really happening in elsewhere, but I don't know if you've seen, but today in Burkina Faso, they're trying to get the French government out of Burkina Faso. That's going on in a few other African countries, you know, basically saying that France is not doing shit, hasn't done shit, and won't be shit. So let's get some different partners in here. Agreed. But anyways, this imaginary country is about Chile and, you know, Chilean politics. And if you have read about Chilean politics over the history, you know about some of the banana republics that have been installed in South America, and Chile is one of those places, you know, friendly to the U.S. governments, you know, more the colonial powers who supported these coups. But it was just an interesting look about not just what is going on now in Chile, but one, how it relates to the history of Chile, how it relates to the history of the people, and just basically how this spirit within the people has never truly gone away and has never truly been able to be, extinguished. And it was an incredibly highlighting film that I thought was just a kind of a good, for me, like level set to not only just know what's going on in other countries, but what's going on in Chile particularly, and then also, you know, kind of what doesn't happen, you know, in places where I think that maybe there should be a little bit more radical action. Next movie I saw that I really liked, I like movies. So I like movies. You know, I was trying to get Isaiah Bonet on the show. He's a fan of the show, fan of Crimes and Treasons. We've had him on Crimes and Treasons before and in his rap group. And he's just, you know, just a funny guy and also a very serious actor. So I Like Movies is his first lead debut. And honestly, I keep saying it was like just one of those movies. I feel like if I was an actor, like if that was my craft and you had that role and you nailed it the way that he did, it would be hard to not just be like very, very proud of yourself because it was just so that good. And it was just really nice to be, as a director is from Ontario, you know, to be screening that in Vancouver from East Van. He was just talking about, got to do a little question and answer afterwards and just kind of talking about just kind of what that meant. But then also just watching the movie. The movie is about a teenager who's graduating high school and really kind of trying to figure out what to do, really likes movies. And what did they call it? I can't remember the analogy they called it. Anyways, but it was good. It was like funny. It was oddly relatable, even if you didn't relate to, even if like you couldn't see that character in you, you could see like you could empathize with the character really well. And it was just about this person who just kind of realizing that, like, you know, maybe the life that they have tried to, you know, imagine that they would have just maybe not to come to fruition with the ways that they've been acting. And kind of like it was a very reflective piece and it was just very touching. And I really enjoyed it. So when you get the opportunity to go watch I Like Movies, I think you should check it out, especially if you, you know, want to support local Vancouver. It's not even like one of those where you feel, you know, sometimes you feel obligated to go check out something because you're like, oh, it's local, or I gotta check it out, it's local, like, you know, and you kind of grade it on the scale. Like, I think that this is not one of those things, and it was very good. Had I not known the person, it'd still be very good, and it's very, I'm glad that I knew of the person so that it would, like, kind of force me to go check it out, and it was well worth it. So I give that movie a 5 out of 5 because it was amazing. You should check it out when you get it. Now, the next movie I saw, well, I guess I'm not talking about the movies in order, but when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about Planet 75 because I thought Planet 75 was such an interesting concept, but there was many parts that kind of didn't allow the story together. Story to come together. It's just about assisted suicide in Japan and as people's age out of productive population. Let me get back, talk to you a little bit about that. And then we got a lot of scam news. So once we get through the movies, we're going to talk over the scams because there's some people who I feel like can literally generate money out of nothing. And I just wonder how people do it when we get back.
Look out the window, what do I see? A couple yachts that got some thoughts that track the seven seas. Got CCs and Louis V's out of every season. Carter me please, 4 G's, make them stop breathing. Must have just sent the new Ferrari, I just might cop me one. They can't be rich, they just trying to make a carbon copy of them. Counting up this new money, every single day I'm home. I ain't worried about what they be on. You do what you can, I live a lifestyle on the daily homes. Raises on my right wrist, I got 80 on, my fragrance strong. My bitch on top with tape in, she don't ride it with no lace on. The lean port, the ace gone, the double R, the gray stone. The inside blueberry and the outside is eight. Look out the window, what do I see? A couple yachts that got some thoughts that track the seven seas. Got CCs and Louis V's out of every season. Carter me please, 4 G's, make them stop breathing. It's hard to stomach that. I'm out running laps and I ain't coming back. Maybach jumping like a jumping jack. Off the mumble rap, where Roddy at? I be chasing chicken, had to cut the fat. Only wear it one time, did a show, forgot to cut the tag. Another day, another seal, another deal, another bag. Was 19, charting up the jets, I'm in another class. Niggas couldn't even tell, I was out getting cash. Graduated from the streets, I ain't gotta bring up my past. Look out the window, what do I see? A couple yachts that got some thoughts that tried the seven seas. Got CCs and Louis V's out of every season. Carter me please, 4 G's, make them stop breathing. Look out the window, what do I see? A couple yachts that got some thoughts that tried the seven seas. Got CCs and Louis V's out of every season. Carter me please, 4 G's, make them stop breathing.
Take a break and roll a sticky, let it high. Want a great relationship, at least I try. Passion baby, gotta make a couple rounds. Go and make it back to you to settle down. Don't blame yourself for all the shit you should. Say he got two, I said I'm cool. He looked at me like, nigga, you crazy. My heart stopped beating to the drum, but boom, boom, boom. I sang this tune, I wrote for you, and your DJ. Play me the song, I set the moon. She want the truth, it's not the proof. I hide behind the faders. Take a break and roll a sticky, let it high. Not a great relationship, at least I try.
I got a real one if I broke, she never would leave me, no. I got a real one if I broke, she never would leave me, no. I got a real one if I broke, she never would leave me, no. I got a real one.
Yeah, I bought a condo and it's cozy. My neighbor nosy as fuck, they see a young nigga walk in with his kids. They don't know who he is, they don't know that he up. No chain or no rollie, I move around dolly and touch. Not cause I'm hard, but cause I got God. I heard that you going up fast, but I think it's better to slowly erupt. That money was burning a hole in my pocket and I need to run a little hole in my gut. We walked in the function, they dog got the bump and my dog got the rushing like sober your pup. Roop, roop, nah nigga don't shoot, shoot. 2-6, we got loose screw. Shit would turn like a roof's cute. I don't really do the cameras, I be low in Los Angeles. You niggas ain't never gonna see me, I might as well be in Canada. You niggas ain't never gonna be me, it's best to stay in your parameters. You know they gon' G-O-A-T me, I spell it out for you like family. About to go put up on Riri, and that for the feature. Ben Franklin, no. You ain't finna catch me in the type of places everybody go. I know exactly what my hands is for to carry a lot of dough. I had no pot to piss, I had to fist, can't sit around and bone them.
Take a break and roll a sticky, let it high. Not to break relationship, at least I try.
You back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Listen, if you know anybody who can work at the Parks Board, you know anybody who works at a private school, maybe a school or something like this, and you can hit me up. Maybe I'll have something free for you. Maybe I'll have some money. Maybe I'll just put some money in your pocket because, it's about the kids. So we'll figure it out. That was J. Cole, Smino with 90 Proof. I always... I don't think I've ever listened to a Smino song I didn't like. Anyway, so talking about a little bit about Plan 75. So yeah, it's just a movie just kind of based in a narrative around Japanese society has a population problem, the oldest population in the world. And as countries kind of deal with this aging population, this movie is about like this dystopian future. That doesn't seem real dystopian. It seems more like reality, where people are like aging out of this productivity. They can't get jobs, really can't get housing, can't get mortgages, can't get really anything, because the government has said that basically once you turn 75, you have the option to kill yourself. And some of those people are taking that. And when I say it's not dystopian, it's because I read an article today in, I think it was Globe and Mail, and it was talking about how people in Canada are, looking into assisted suicide, not because they're in pain or because they're sick, but because they're just simply too poor to survive, like too poor to like want to put in all of the effort that it takes to survive, which is absolutely fucked up. When you think about anything, like too poor to survive, too poor to want to go on. And I've never been that poor, but I can understand what that is like. Like, I struggle sometimes because, I'm sure if you listen to the show on Tuesday night, it's because you got a lot of friends, like that. And so, we're friends, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've had some friends confide in you. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but this has definitely happened to me, where, some friends are confiding in you and they're telling you some shit that is terrible. You're like, I don't know how that could happen to somebody, but it does happen, and it happened to them. And listen, this is not the best advice. This is not advice that you should, don't listen to me. But you've had that advice, and like the person broaches, like, I just don't know how I'm going to go on. Or something to that where they're like, damn, suicide is a possibility. And for me, I've been in a situation and you're like, I don't actually know what to say. Besides that, like, I think you should talk to somebody a little bit more qualified than me. But they don't want to talk to somebody. They want to talk to me. Like, they got love for them. They got love for me. That they're opening up to me. But, like, it's like, damn, I don't know what to say, because if I was in that situation, that's what I would be thinking. So I don't know how to, I don't know how to make somebody feel better. Like, there's lots of situations, lots of things that I think you should talk to me about. This is not one of those things, because I'm like, yeah, the world is fucked up. The world, it does suck. I don't know what to tell you because I feel the same way, you know, like that. Like, I feel like myself, I've just been very fortunate, you know, in the past, you know, time to feel pretty comfortable. But I'm like, you know, I could definitely understand what it would be like. I can empathize, you know, like that. And anyways, this movie was about that. And it was okay. I gave it a 3 out of 5. I was like, I really liked the concept. I was really interested in see how they did it. I thought there was a part, like, if you watch the movie, you'll be like, oh, this is a good movie. There was a point in there where I felt like they could have really made a connection. They could have really, really solidified the plot point, but it just kind of went off in the rails. Then I saw a movie called EO, which was, you know, it was very similar. I would say very similar, but it was like a coming of age movie. And EO was like a hero's journey movie, except for the hero was a real live donkey, and it doesn't have a hero's ending. Or maybe it does have a hero's ending. It just, it made you actually really feel for the donkey. I gave it 4 out of 5 because I was like, wow, the plot is you're watching this donkey go from, you know, which was very interesting because it was, I'll tell you the beginning. The beginning movie is this donkey is at, you know, a circus, and there's some environmentalists saying that the circus should cut down, not use live animals anymore. And so they ship off, I think the circus went bankrupt, and then they shipped off all the animals all over, and you follow this donkey as it goes from place to place, from people to people, you know, from, you know, enclosure to enclosure to in place. And just kind of, you kind of, without the donkey saying a word, you really understand how the donkey's feeling. And it's sad. I might shed a tear in there a little bit. And then I saw, I also saw a movie called Con the Cowboys, which was done, the artistry and like the ambition of the movie was crazy. I literally have no idea what the movie was about. Maybe, I did fall asleep a little bit, but no idea what the movie, I mean, it was just, it's like a loop, metaverse, cowboy, modern movie. But if you like watching like animation and real life and kind of these cool visuals and this really, I wasn't smart enough. Really heady movie. You should check it out. It was interesting. Anyways, that took up a lot. I mean, you know, obviously movie reviews take up a lot of time. But anyways, but you should definitely go see Smoking Causes Coughing. The Hermit of Trigg. Oh, I didn't talk about that. It was just one guy who walked off the road 40 years ago and then this woman who goes and interviews him intermittently, and then finally he lets her videotape him, and it's just about like his life. He's just talking through. He's like pretty for like, I have this idea, this theory where there's like, there's only a few people really living in the world. Like this person who's just decided to just walk off the earth, maintain his faculties, not just like maintain, but like, you know, really, at least in the movies, just really seemed very withered and sharp and understanding and compassionate and empathetic about people and places and, you know, about the people you've seen talking about things. And it's like, you know, you got all that from not speaking to anybody. Imagine, like, there's so many people who encounter people every day who can't really muster that empathy. So it's like, for me, it's thinking about like, oh, that's not in everybody, you know, like that. You know, we have like these kind of expectations about people where like they have the ability to care, or maybe they have the ability to, you know, to do something special, to live outside themselves. And it's like, you know, this man living by himself for 40 years is more compassionate than people who live with each other, maybe take each other for granted. It's just, you know, you just kind of, for me, I just kind of think that, you know, not everything is in everybody, and kind of got to stop, you know, you can't really expect that type of insight from people. Cause some people just get old. Like, think about the dumbest person, you know, is going to get old. And if you're listening to the show, and you know they're probably like too late to not be dumb, and you know what I mean, someone will say dumb, like, you know, not like book smart, book dumb, but you know, just somebody who just, that's who they are, you know, and they're just gonna grow up and be old. And like, I still remember this time. I must have been the beginning of the pandemic, maybe right before the pandemic. I took a day off of work. And I was like, you know, sometimes I go talk to strangers because, you know, what else are you going to do? So I was in the park, in Duchillin Park, and I was reading a book, and I was just chilling, just sitting there. I think I was having coffee. And this old man sat next to me, and he was reading a book, and we started chatting. And I was like, oh, man, because I had just met this woman on the bus the day before, and I don't know, it blew my mind, you know, like that. She was like this older woman, and I just felt like, I was like, oh, I think I just met an angel. And so I was talking to this man. I was like, oh, man, maybe I'm going to go 2 for 2. And I was like, maybe he's going to, you know, what type of wisdom is this old man going to impart on me? And, you know, and then he just said something stupid. I can't remember if he asked me about my hair or he asked me, it was something on that level. Maybe it wasn't my hair, but it was something about that. And I was just like, oh, no, this man is just old and dumb. Not all old people get old and wise. So something to think about. Oh, man, there's so much stuff going on here. Listen, don't let anybody tell you that black bears are safe, because there was a woman who was bit so bad by this black bear over the weekend. Her husband, the only quote that they have in the CBC is, he done chewed her up real, real bad. And I'm like, damn, that is sucks. Like, I don't want to be chewed up and survive. Like, if a bear is going to chew me up, like, listen, bears, if you listen to these radio waves, if you're going to chew me up, have the decency to just end it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. I don't want to be chewed up. That doesn't sound pleasant at all. Like, none of that sounds good. Like, could you imagine just being in the jaws of a bear? You know, just kind of like being at the mercy. Your leg is just getting yanked. Like, you know how, like, the dog, you ever seen a dog grab an animal or maybe a toy and they, you know, they shake it hard as shit? I just could not imagine a bear doing that to me. Just bite my neck, bro. Just leave me, like, my body alone. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about some scammers. Now, while I'm not glad at them, I'm not mad at them. And I feel like it's the least I could do to support some scammers, you know? Especially when you find out who they're stealing from.
I made it alive. It's so dry. Headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
Hey, how you lonely in a room with God? Never slow up, not even a pit stop. Praying my niggas will never get caught. Overcame it all like I'm so big shot. Was taught to be a man, now to the wristwatch. To the collar shirt tucked with the front pocket. Out of adolescence when it go blossom. When your stars align, I hope it's no comment. So far it's, oh yes, I made it alive. I wonder what side is still in my mama house. The kids on my conscience now, cause the youth dying, and it's just more common now. Common ground stuck through it all like we common law. Coming down high off a life, arrive on and out. Summoning, I'm in the pain of when I'm in doubt. High school, my head in the clouds like I learned about.
Oh yes, I made it alive. It's so dry, headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And with you compromise, I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
City like a tour bus. Hoping one day I can have a tour bus. I can see the planets from my window ceiling. I tend to deal with his undress. I don't wanna fight no one, no contest. I just wanna undress my conscience. I just met a killer that been in his ways. Try to raise a family with minimum wage. What can I say? Besides the demons, it's reality for the people that we love. And we are the ones that will team up and tee up the party. Did it in school, but that show showed up tardy. The audience hopefully ready and rowdy. I'm in it, I said it, you get it in writing. Got into a science, bro, rain with the lightning. Like soil, I'm grounded, the seed is just sprouted.
Oh yes, I made it alive. It's so dry, headed to paradise. In this moment of mine, I can't recognize. See that the glare is bright. And when
what you compromise. I almost died. I doubt the water is red as mine.
Get back off the beaten path here on 101.9 CITR.ca. Tell a friend to tell a friend about. Listen, Tuesday night, packed full of good shit. You got hip hop. You got R&B. You got some, definitely some Canadian shit going on. Some, listen, Malik always brings some rap from across the pond. Always finding some new artists. Always finding some, you know, always having some. You know, interesting new artists come on the show, come talk about some of their projects. Like I said, we had Herman on there, Isaiah Bonet, who came on there, talked about a rap project a few years ago, and now acting, you know, like that. You never know. You never know who's going to come through. According to the RCMP, there is, like, a fraud going on. This one is actually, like, the least of the frauds. You don't really have to worry about getting frauded unless you're a little greedy. Because what this does is these people are moving money around, and so they get the help of legitimate businesses to help them launder their money. So, like, if you have a business, and they'll reach out and say, like, oh, we need some work done, and they'll send you a deposit, and then they'll ask you for you like a refund for the deposit, and you send a deposit to somewhere else. And then that, boom, you've just been involved in money laundering. And so that happened, that has been happening in RCMP, and listen, and it only gets you caught up, and that if you're one of those business owners that like are trying to, you recognize it's a scam, and then you're trying to get in on the scam. That's how you get caught up. Don't do that. But also, I was impressed. I just recently learned of this man, Arthur Lee Cofield Jr. Now, I can't endorse everything, all of the behavior this guy is, but I saw he was stealing from billionaires, and I'm like, I got to read about what's going on. So Arthur Lee Cofield stole $11 million from Sidney Kimmel, who's 94 years old. This is the CEO of Kimmel Entertainment, you know, who produced some movies like Crazy Rich Asians or Moneyball or Hella High Water, or some other movies. This person, Arthur, has also been scamming other billionaires. Scammed Nicole Wertheim, the wife of Florida billionaire Herbert Wertheim, and stole $2.5 million from them, which I think is crazy because Wertheim is just a fucking optometrist who invented something with the eyeglasses, and now he's worth $4 billion. Just an optometrist. I think there's a Chris Rock joke for that. You should go look it up. About just Google Chris Rock dentist joke. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Anyways, Arthur Lee Cofield stole, like, apparently around $15 million. What he would do is he call up the bank, Charles Schwab, where all the rich people bank at, and said that he needed $11 million to be wired to a company in Idaho for the purchase of 6,000 American Eagle 1-ounce gold coins. So $11 million worth of gold coins. Then he used $4.4 million of those dollars to buy a house in Atlanta. Could you imagine being so rich? Like, they didn't even catch this person in the act. They caught him over long periods of time of scamming over $15 million. Like, could you imagine being so rich that you, like, in your account, somebody could buy $11 million worth of gold coins and you never even really learned about it until the bank called you and was like, hey, you have $11 million missing from your account. That's insane. Listen, if there's $11 missing in my account, I know exactly where it happened. I'm checking that shit every day. I just could not imagine $11 million just disappearing, vanishing, poof. It's gone. So what I thought was interesting about this story, like what I thought was really interesting was that at 14, Cofield committed his first crime, which was stealing $2,600 from First Choice Community Bank in Douglasville, Georgia. And apparently police said he was so inept that the money had a dye pack that exploded basically immediately after he left the bank, and he was caught and sentenced at 16. And he's been in jail basically since he was 16 years old. So this person, Arthur, has basically got sentenced to jail for robbing a bank. And has not, like, it's like he went to a master's, like a PhD program for criminals. Like, he was like, he stole $2,600. Next time he's stealing $15 million using cell phones to help move money around. It's amazing. Honestly, I think that, like, I'm like, it is the ambition. Like, we talked about this before, like, the ambition of to pull off a heist is so crazy. You got to be kind of crazy to do it. Anyways, I feel like this is the type of person that doesn't need to be, like, in our hyper-capitalistic society, they should, you know, there should be some type of hedge fund trying to understand what makes Arthur Cofield tick. Like, how is he so smart? How has he figured it out? Rather than locking him up, we should be trying to figure out how this person can make money happen from thin air. Because not everybody has the ability to scam. I don't think I got it, but I'm fascinated by it. And so, you know, when I was a young boy, they told me, you know, as we learned about, like, racism and stuff, we learned that, you know, oh, it's just old people, once they die, everything will be cool once these old white racist people die, you know, that they're just holding on by a thread. And what I've learned ever since then, so for like the past 22 years, that's a lie. I think this picture has been going on Twitter, and I feel like there's been a few of them this season, particularly, you know, homecoming. I don't understand why they just can't leave us out of it. So there's been a few signs that says, if I was black, I would be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for homecoming. And for one, I saw that, and my first thought was like, damn, you know, like that. Like, how come these people can't update their racist jokes? Like, I feel like that joke, you know, I went to Mississippi. There's people don't pick cotton with their hands anymore. It's not what they do. Like, black people aren't out there picking cotton. It's not a job. It's not a job anymore. Anyways, it's just like, these people are 16 years old. Two sets of parents saw that and agree with that. And put it on a poster and put it on the internet. Like, there's so many things that it's like, you know, so brazen. I'm like, that shit's not going away. You know, and it was, and like, I have found that regardless of what side of the aisle that people stand on, you know, these are ideologies that are really not going away. Like, they thought about black people so antiquated. That even people that you might know and like, people are still thinking these things and feeling these things. And it's really kind of wild. I had something smart to say. I was going to say about it, but I was like, no, it's just really kind of wild that, like, people, it's like, why are you still even thinking about me? Like, you know, why are you still thinking about us? Like, it's like, just enjoy your homecoming day. You know, like that, like, I find that mentality so weird. It's like, why are you even, just enjoy your homecoming. Why are you even thinking about black people? It's weird. So, but one thing so much stuff is going on. We might have to talk about this next week. Two things. So in Canada, your boss can spy on you. This is something that you should probably ask HR. Your boss can spy on you legally. Only Ontario is it. Ontario just passed a law where it has to be transparent. Your HR, your management needs to tell you that they're tracking you and you know, tell you how, like, what that information is used for, because there's companies that have electric monitoring, especially since people work from home, where they can record your keystrokes. They can listen back to, like, phone calls, or listen back to Google Meet calls, or FaceTimes that you take on your computer. And some companies even screenshot your shit every 10 minutes to see if you are on task. And so basically, after the pandemic, there's been like 600 companies that have signed up for this, including governmental agencies down to, startups that have just kind of attacked this. And what happens is, if you violate whatever parameters your boss has sent, it sends an email that shows that you're unproductive to your boss. And so, while, it's a teamwork over here. And so, listen, you need to go make sure that they're not doing that shit to you, because that shit is an invasion of your privacy. And I firmly believe, I'm like, if you're getting the work done, what's the problem? Also, just maybe it's time to just, if you're working from home, just get two computers. I mean, I know it's saying that from a place of privilege, because computers are expensive as shit. I just recently looked up what a MacBook costs now. Good luck. But they're tracking you, and I'd be surprised to learn that my job is not tracking me. Like, that would be the surprise, because all jobs, that's what they are. The jobs, they're tracking you, stealing from you. Just remember that. Remember, you want to browse some shit? Do it on your side computer or on your cell phone. Don't do it on your work computer, because they're tracking you. And a scary thought, but maybe not scary for everybody. We've talked about this on the show before, is that, like, listen, if more women were taking men home and robbing them, then men maybe wouldn't act so dumb. But we've talked about this a few years ago, and I kind of take back that statement, because one, it would just probably make violence towards women more. People would try to justify it a little bit, but it might make men think a little bit. Might make men think twice about putting themselves in the type of situation. So, this man, he met this girl on Tinder. He went over her house that same night, and found himself bound, slashed, and choked naked while with his new Tinder date. And so, but not like in a way that he technically consented, but he didn't consent to all of that. And so it's very interesting. I thought the story was pretty funny. We got 1 minute to say it. So the victim met Aaron on Tinder, agreed to go to her apartment. When he arrived, they got naked. She performed oral sex and then used duct tape to bind his hands and wrists. He said, he found it odd, but consented. Like, he told the police he found it odd. I feel like that was for his mom. He had to tell his mom, like, yeah, I thought it was kind of odd. But no, he's definitely, let somebody put duct tape on you unless you're into that. Like, anyways, she walked away, produced a knife, demanded he get in the bedroom. She ordered DoorDash. She cut him up, placed him in the bed, covered him with blankets, and then slept peacefully next to him. I'm like, wow. Some people's dream, some people's nightmare. This guy, then he was able to get out, call the police. I wonder if he called her back. That's my thoughts. Anyways, that's the show. We do this every Tuesday. Damn, I'm just trying to speed up the week. Every Tuesday, 8 to 10, Crimes and Treasons, 10 to 11, Off the Beaten Path. Listen, if you like to donate to CITR, the fund drive is always welcome. Always welcome. If you like to, we got the Battle of Bands coming up. So much stuff going on. If you want to find me in field, you're welcome to send an email, call up to the station. We'll get you sorted. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out. Rest in peace, Angela Lansbury.
She don't wanna be no side, she just wanna be my wife. Calling up the lights like man down, baby wanna take my life. She don't wanna